We have a pasuk in this week's parsha of Shlach, Admosai lo'eda hara hazois. This pasuk is quoted in a very famous Gemara in Megillah about the din that you need a minyan for quite a few things that are enumerated in the Mishnah there, such as davening with a minyan, kedusha with a minyan, laning with a minyan. Many things in that Mishnah are learned out. How do we know the shir of asar? So the Gemara darshens it from this pasuk, because we have the pasuk v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, v'nikdashti kol dover shabikedusha has to be b'soich in the monks b'nei Yisrael, and then we make a gzeira shava toich b'soich, and it says also he bodlu mitoicha edo hazois, which is a pasuk by Koirach, so gzeira shava toich. And then we take a gzeira shava from toich toich, and we make another gzeira shava because the pasuk in Koirach says mitoicha eda, and that's learned out from eda eda in the parsha right here ad mosa le eda haro azois. So the eda over here was a bad eda of 10 because there were two good meraglim Yeshua and Kalev, 10 bad ones. So we see the shear of 10. That's the makor for the whole shear of a minyan. So it is rather interesting that the Torah chose to teach us the shear of a minyan from the 10 meraglim. But this is what the Gemara says. But there is something very interesting that Rav Moshe Feinstein learns out from this. That is, that if you look in the Mishnah Brura, in Hilchas Tefillah, I believe it's in Simin Nun Hei, he brings from the Prima Gadim that when you have a minyan, then you cannot have people who are Mechal Shabbos to be Mitzarif in the minyan. Of course, if they are Betinik Shanishba, Shoigeg, we're not discussing. We're talking about somebody's Mechal Shabbos B'mezid, the Prima Gadim says he's a din like our goy, and he cannot be part of a minyan. And if you look around in the Tshuvas and all the different Tshuvas in the Atikufa and a little earlier, all of them are in agreement with this Prima Gadim. However, different Tshuvas later on started being done that in certain countries the people were more of a Shoigeg. So that's a separate issue. But as far as the Etzem Din, that somebody who's Mechal Shabbos B'mezid cannot be part of a minyan, they all were in agreement. Came along the Igris Moshe, and he paskins that you can be mitzarif a mechal shabbos b'mezid to a minyan. And he says the makor is this very pasuk. The makor of 10 people, who were these 10 people? The 10 people were the 10 meraglim. Rav Moshe quotes the Gemara in Erechin, where the Gemara says on the pasuk, ki chazaku mimenu, the meraglim said, we will not be able to get into Eretz Yisrael. Ki chazaku mimenu. And the Gemara says, they were saying, ein balabais yocho lohoitzi kelev misham. They are stronger than Hashem, so to speak. And therefore, they were koifer be'ikr, the Gemara calls them. They were apikoyersim, and that was the 10 meraglim. Says Rav Moshe, who's worse? A koifer gamur be'ikr, or a Mechal Shabbos? A Koifer Beker is worse. Now, Rav Moshe doesn't go into this, but I'll try to explain it the way I understand how come it's worse. Because if you look in Rashi and Chulin, on Daf Hey, I believe, where it talks about a Mechal Shabbos is considered a Mumur L'Cholat Torah. So Rashi says, why? And for Rashi, what does Shabbos represent? Shabbos represents that Hashem made the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. And if he's Mechal Shabbos, then he's a Koifer in that. And Memela, he is a Mumur to the entire Torah, because he denies the whole point that Hashem created the world. So if that's what a Mechal Shabbos is, because he's like a Koifer, then if a person is a Koifer, he's not like a Koifer, but he is a Koifer. And here I would like to add on something important, because many people have talked to me about this over the different years. Why would you say that a guy who's Mechal Shabbos is necessarily a Koifer? Go speak to him. He might say, I believe 100% that Hashem made the world in 6 days, and in the seventh day he rested, but I just need the money. And things like that. And the guy says, I wish I didn't have to do it. So why would you say he's automatically a Koifer? So on this, I want to say a Yesod, which I later found in the Chazon Ish. that the pshat is like this. There are certain things which are considered that the person is doing an act of kfir. Just like I always give a mashal. Let's say there's a thing that if a person burns the American flag, it's considered an act of rebelliousness and you get a fine or you get sent to prison or whatever. Right? Now, somebody burns the American flag because he needs to make hot dogs and he didn't have anything else. So they tell him, okay, you're going to be put in jail for an act of rebellion on the country. So he says, I'm not rebelling anything. I love America. I just needed to make hot dogs. So that's true, but it's an act of rebellion. You can't get away with that. That's an act of rebellion. So too, Shabbos is the ois. When we keep Shabbos, that is the sign that we believe and we accept that Hashem made the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. If somebody does not keep Shabbos, it's an act of kfir. He has rebelled and taken down that ois. So whether or not in his heart he does believe it or he doesn't believe it, it's considered an act of kfir. So then we even more can understand Rav Moshe. That if for an act of kfir alone, he already is a mover for a kol Torah, surely if the person is an actual kafir, he's definitely. And yet the Torah wrote that these are the Eidah, this is the minion. So Memela, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, from here we learn out that people who are Mechal Shabbos and Kaifrim can be a minion. Okay, so now we found an answer to the interesting thing that the Torah wrote about a minion right here. Well, the Torah was telling you a very important halacha, according to Igros Moshe, that it's telling me that that is a minion. Okay, now, people wrote letters to Rav Moshe Feinstein, which are printed in the further volumes of Igros Moshe. Is Rebbe really saying that the Meraglim were a real kaifer? Wouldn't we say that on their level, they had a bit of kfira and different proofs that they brought, Rav Moshe rejected all of it, and he writes in every tshuva, they were a plain and poshut kaifer. So this is Rav Moshe's shita, and this is the makor that Rav Moshe wrote. And in one of the tshuvas, Rav Moshe added, and he said, we have another din where we have a minion. The din is, if a person is Mechal Shabbos in front of a minion, then, well, I should start the other way. If there is a case where the guy tells a Jew, do an aver, eat chazer, we know that since it's not one of the three main averis, the din is that he should be over. However, if it's in front of a minion of people, if there's in front of 10 Jews, and the guy wants to force a Jew to do an Avera, as the Shulchan Aruch explains, not for side reasons, but because Itaka wants to get the Jew to do an Avera, then it's Yehoreg Val Yavar. Says Rav Moshe, are you ready to be Mekel and telling me that if one of those 10 Jews is a Mechal Shabbos, you do not have to give up your life? He says, of course you have to give up your life. So it's poshut that he's a minion. If he's a minion for that, he's a minion for this. See, Rav Moshe Feinstein, it wasn't pshat, he was coming to be makel. He was coming to tell her what he holds. He held the person who's a Mechal Shabbos as a minion. It could be sometimes a chumrah to give up your life. Sometimes it could be a kula to be a minion. But Rav Moshe held it was a minion. Okay, so what would the Prima Gadim say? What would the Prima Gadim Taka say? So I don't know what he would say. I did see later on in one of the Achrenim, he wasn't talking about halachic, he was a sefer on the Ein Yaakov, and he wanted to say that you don't have to give up your life. That was what he held. He's a mumur and he's not part of the minyan. But you see that Rav Moshe considered this a chiddush shelo nitan leyomer. That was his raya from there to the prima against the prima god. So, what can we say over here to be miyashiv for the prima god? So I would like to suggest the following svar. You see, the way it actually is written in the prima god, he does write that we cannot be mitzaref and mumer lechola Torah like a chmachal Shabbos to a minion because he's like a guy. Now that lashon is lechayr a little bit tzarechian, because do we ever find for anywhere else that we consider a mumer lechola Torah like a guy? Now, I do know, we consider like a guy for Yayin Nesach, that if he touches wine, But that shows us that it's a chumrah that we're afraid he does avodah zara. Meaning that if a Jew pours wine to avodah zara, he also makes yayin nesach. So we say that somebody who's a mumer, he's like a guy where choshedaman being doing things with avodah zara. But do we say that if a mumer does kiddushin, she's not a kiddushin because he's a guy? Absolutely not. The kiddushin is a valid kiddushin. If he does a gershin, it's a valid gershin. If a mumer l'chal Torah takes off truma, it's truma. We say in the Gemara Sanhedrin, famous Gemara, af al pisha chata Yisrael hu. Even if he's a mumer, he is a Yisrael. And he has all the deen of a Jew for all other things in the Torah. So why is it so pashit to say that for being a minion, he's a guy? So I would like to say over something from the Rambam. And the Rambam seems to say a new chiddush in a reason why we shouldn't count a mumer into a minion. And this is in the Tshuvas of the Rambam. This is in Pe'er Ador, that's the name of the Tshuvas HaRambam, Simin Ayin Aleph. Says the Rambam, and I'm quoting, Mehechi Teisi. We're discussing here Karoim. They were people who were Kaifer in the Torah Shebaal Peh. They only believed in Kro, you know, Karoim. They only believed in Torah Shebichsav and not Torah Shebaal Peh, which of course is considered Kfir. So says the Rambam, Mehechi Teisi Sheyashlimu Bohem Minyan. How would you have a Havamina to use these people to be Mashlim and Minyan? Me'achar Sheheim Eina Moidim B'divir Razal. They don't agree to Chazal. They don't believe in Chazal. Obviously, they can't complete a minion. The haraya lezeh, I'll bring a raya, says the Rambam. Mimasha amru be'eruv. There's a din by eruv. That when you want to make an eruv, chatzeris, you know, everyone gives a little piece of bread, and then that makes it like one house, and everyone can carry. So it says there that biyad misha eno moida be'eruv eno eruv. If somebody doesn't admit to the concept of Erev, meaning he's such a person, he's a tzeduki, he doesn't believe in Chazal, and to him it's all one big joke. To have an Erev is nothing. So he cannot participate in an Erev. Says the Rambam, you see that, that person can't participate in an Erev. V'chol shekein elu, surely these people, she'ein amoidim b'chukim el, they don't believe in a minion. Klal whatsoever. Bevadai she'ein amitztarfim, you can't make them as a tziruf, lo laminion kaddish, Tfilah, Zimun, V'loy L'shum Dovar. Umisha Eino Mitzmoida B'divreyem, somebody who doesn't believe in it, Eich Nucha Litzaref Imoyem B'Dovar Shem Tikno. How could they join in something which the Chazal were misakin? So the Rambam came at it from an entirely new angle. He didn't mention anything about being a guy or not a guy. He didn't quote that whatsoever. The Rambam is saying that we see a concept that if you want to become joined with through something, if you don't believe in the thing that you're doing, how can you say you joined it? So he's quoting a Gemara. Eruv means we're all like one. So we put the bread there, and now that means we're mitztaref to one big house, and we're like one reshus, and we can carry. But this person doesn't believe anything he's doing, so he's not joining anything in his eyes. So then how could you say he joined? You can't, so it's not an Eruv. Says the Rambam, so surely, if you have a minion, the concept of a minion is an Eda, it's a gathering, it's 10 together, it's a group. So if this person doesn't believe in a thing you're doing, he's not part of the group, so you can't be a minion. That's, I think, what he is saying. So that's a new svara here that the Rambam is bringing up. Nothing to do with Guy. Now, based on this yesod of the Rambam, I would want to explain that the Rambam would divide between the inyan of giving up his life in front of a minyan and a minyan which is by a minyan. Why? Because what exactly is required by Kiddush Hashem? We say if it's in front of 10 Jews, there needs to be a Kiddush Hashem. Is the idea that it's a group? Is it an idea that it's one group of 10? I don't believe so. I don't believe there's any halachis of tzirf minion there. Meaning, we know that, let's say, when you have a minion, they have to be in a room together. If it's in two separate rooms, there's no minion, obviously. You have five people in one room, five in another. Now, what's the din if you have five people watching from one side about the guy who's telling him to eat the chazer, and five in another room? or anything like that. Is there any halacha of tzirf? I don't think there's any din of tzirf. And the reason is, because read the Lashon HaGemar. Mekadesh Shamayim b'farhesya. Something which is done in parhesya, in front of a lot of people, a parhesya, a rabbim, is much more serious of a chil Hashem. So it's a word of that it's out there in the whole world, is parhesya. So that is the concept that 10 people constitute a parhesya, and less than that is still called biyachid. Oh, so then we're not talking about making it into a group together. It's just 10 Jews. So over there, the Rambam would say, any 10 Jews are 10 Jews, as long as they're a Jew. And as we said, afa pi shechata Yisrael hu, the Rambam never said he's a guy. So then he would have to give up his life anyway. However, when it comes to the inyan of a minyan, where they're all gathering as a group, then the Rambam is saying you can only be part of a group if you believe in it. Now, the truth is, I believe, that the Lashon Eida is two things. It happened to be 10 people, and it was also a group. But the pshat in that group was the Eida Hara. They were taka one group because they were all together on their bad thing. So yes, 10 people who all believe in the same bad thing are a group of bad people. But when we are talking about being part of a minyan, where we're talking about a group of good people, then you need people who believe in that. So Mimela, I have a yishuv to answer the Rambam, that I'll pee the Rambam, I'm saying, to be answer of Moshe Feinstein's kash. He said, if you say that he can't be part of a minyan, are you also saying that you can't count him in for being Mekadeshim Shemayim? So we can divide it. That's the svara I want to say. I just want to be Messiahim with one other svara, which we can talk about, Legabi, what Rav Moshe pointed out, that the Meraglim were Kaifrim. So accepting that fact, that the Meraglim were Kaifrim, but the question remains, were they Kaifrim b'farhesya, or are they kaifrim b'tzina? Somebody will tell me, of course they were kaifrim b'farhesya, in front of the Gans Klal Yisrael. But I want to be mitzayin the Ramban, the peledik, meyer einayim dika Ramban, that goes through the entire sugya of the Meraglim. It's too long of a Ramban to quote the whole Ramban now, but I will just say, betamtzis, that we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave Musar in Devarim about the Meraglim, he says, the Meraglim came back and they said, Eretz Yisrael is great. It's a great land. And you complained. This is an obvious kasha. They said the land was great. Yeah, that was the first line. But then they said, but it's no good, and so on and so on. So Ramban goes to explain at length with all the yukim from all the psukim that the Meraglim, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were there, were too scared and embarrassed to say anything bad. And when they came back at the beginning, they said everything good. After Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron left, then the Meraglim went over to everybody privately and started saying all the slander. Ayin Sham B'Ramban, it will be Me'ir HaSinai, makes all the diyukim and all the psukim to show this. Now we have a Gemara in Ervin, that if somebody's Mechal Shabbos, but he will not do it in front of the Gadol Ador, because he's too embarrassed, then he has a din of a Mechal Shabbos Bitzina. And this is Kepaskint and Mishnah Brewer. Based on this, perhaps even if you say the Meraglim were a Kaifer, they may have only be considered a Kaifer Bitzina because they were too embarrassed to do it in Parhesia in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. And they were the Gadol Ador. Now, if you're only a kaifer bitzina, it seems like it's a machlekes ha-poiskim if that's considered memumur l'chol ha-Torah kula or not. It's too long of an inyan to get into, but if you look in the Sefer Mora Mordechai and Parshas Shlach, you will see there be'arichus all the days. And Memela, I'm bringing up another ha'ara to discuss about the psak of the Igris Moshe that we're going to include a Mechal Shabbos, that perhaps there's a makim to say that even though you can include the Meraglim, but that's only if it's bitzina. But if somebody's Mechal Shabbos Farhesya, then he really has a more of a din of a guy, and maybe there we could say the Prima Godim, that there we would not be mitzar of him to a minion. So, hasikum of the whole thing is, firstly, a new svara, not to be mekabel mechal Shabbos b'farasi into a minion based on the Tshuva Sarambam, even though he would be mitzayif for the 10 from Kiddush Hashem. And secondly, a ha'ara that perhaps the meraglim were only bitzina, and perhaps we could still be mechalak between tzina and parhesia. Of course, I'm not coming to say any halacha here. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Moifes Adors, was mater. I'm just talking lefilpula ba'alma.